Welcome to Indie Soul Matters,
a fusion of music, all things indie,
and news that's relevant to our community.
This is Push Radio. My name is Belle.
And I'm your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Keep it locked for the next 60 minutes with the gatekeepers of the soul movement on Indie Soul Matters.
Thank you.
Shouts out to all the good men out there. That was Raphael Sadiq with Good Man. My name is Belle, and you're listening to Indie Soul Matters, Volume 8 on Push Radio.
And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra. How y'all be today?
We took a little break for the summer, but we's back.
Right, that's how we doing it, keeping it moving.
And we open the show with Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton with one of my favorite joints. So in Love. Did you know that Jill now has a new line of greeting cards? Did you hear about that?
Greeting cards? I don't think so.
It's the mahogany line from Hallmark. I'm a card person, as you know.
No kid.
And her line is called Say More. And we're excited about that. So, you know, she's a poet, a wordsmith.
If you didn't know it.
Yeah. So Jilly from Philly can now add greeting cards to her list of accomplishments.
Hey, as long as she get down with it, I ain't
absolutely.
Mad at
I'm sure the words are beautifully written, as all things written by her are.
Right.
So
true
again, that
true
line is Say More.
All right, Jilly from Philly. Keep
Jilly
getting
from
it
Philly.
In. So what's been going on, Belle? Because I know, you know, since we took a break, you know,
a lot.
You got a whole lot. A
lot of stuff.
So let's line it out.
Let's jump right in, shall we?
Right.
The Defiant Ones is a 4-part series that it really is a documentary on the partnership between Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. It is airing on HBO now. I think I'm on the fourth installment. I think you finished it, right?
Right. True enough, yeah. I did finish it. It's a good look. I enjoyed it. Considering I was very familiar with Dr. Dre's story, so
yeah,
you know, there were some parts though that I wasn't aware of when it came to him and Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
and how that partnership, like, really realistically, as I watched it the whole time, it was kind of funny because one of my good friends said it online that, you know, Dr. Dre was looking for a mentor the whole time,
right?
And Jimmy was there the whole time mentoring him. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, we didn't know that. That was right. The other side of it. Because a lot of things, like every time he left, for anybody that's watching the story, and I'm giving away a little bit.
Don't.
No, but everybody know these stories. Like when he left Ruthless Records, he left Death Row. Mm-hmm. Each and every time he left, Jimmy Iovine was in his ear.
Oh,
that was the point that I was making. So that's not unknown. But as if you watch this documentary, you'll learn.
I learned
how
a lot.
Progressed. You know,
I learned a lot,
yeah.
And it was really interesting. It's gritty and raw, and I feel like they kind of said whatever they wanted to say about the situations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That, I mean, some of it's shocking a little bit,
right?
And
of course, it's all promotions. I mean, anybody like myself that saw it, I knew there was a record coming after that.
Well, yeah,
Dr. Dre's got a record coming out in August, so I knew that's what this was about.
Well, that's cool, you know, but I still think it was. For the entrepreneur, for the person that's interested in maybe following a path similar to either gentleman, you learn a lot.
Right. True.
And you see just how determined and how much fortitude you have to survive.
In this industry,
In this
for
industry,
sure.
You know, and I feel like there was a little luck thrown in there too.
Absolutely.
But it really is an interesting, interesting story. I enjoyed it a lot. It is actually directed by Alan Hughes,
right.
Who did Menace to Society, for those who, you know, didn't know.
Right.
And I just thought they did a great job. I look forward to finishing, finally, the fourth episode.
Right, right. It was good. It was good.
So, again, that's The Defiant Ones on HBO. It's
HBO
airing now. You can check it out on demand, I'm sure.
I know there's clips.
Yeah.
Because one of my coworkers actually told me about
mm-hmm.
it.
Because I didn't know about it. You
and
told
he's
me,
older
yeah.
than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, hey, did you know about the Defiant Ones? Like, he's kind of like been my internet media
yeah.
let me know guy. Like,
okay.
You know, he like, D, I know you know about this. And I'd be like, no, actually, Bill, you knew before I did. So.
Tell him he done good.
Right.
Because
exactly.
I'm really glad I watched that.
Right.
I really, really am.
And I'll tell him to listen to Indie Soul Matters so he can hear us talk about
absolutely.
It.
What's his name?
Bill. I call him OG so much, I forget his last name.
Shouts out OG.
OG Bill.
How you doing?
Right, right.
This season 2 of Queen Sugar has returned to OWN.
Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar. That's my show about the Bordelon family in Louisiana. And if you haven't had the opportunity to check that show out, you should.
Right.
They tackle a lot of issues.
Yeah,
about
they got
our
a lot
community.
Of stuff going
it's
on.
Really well written, well done. Ava DuVernay is the creator, and she brings in guests,
right.
Directors, which gives people of color opportunity to direct
right.
on TV that they might not normally have.
Exactly.
You know, Oprah's really just blaze the pathway for people of color to
giving
come
us
in
an opportunity
and,
to do what we do,
right? Do their thing, and they're doing it well. So I'm all in the mix with that.
Right, right.
Being Mary Jane, which is another one of my shows.
Mary Jane.
Starring Gabrielle Union. It returns on BET July 18th.
Right.
And we are looking forward to that as well.
Right, right.
Another series that we talked a lot about last, the past few installments was The Get Down.
Right.
And sadly, it's been canceled by Netflix.
True.
Yeah, I think the creator was
they heard us
doing some other things and couldn't fully commit
right.
to that. So, unfortunately, that series has been shelved.
Right.
But I guess you can catch the...
Because they missed their audience. They kind of, like you just said, like the creator took it in a direction that what it
well,
was...
Well, he said he couldn't commit.
Right.
Because he had a... Netflix wasn't happy that he was doing some other stuff.
Right.
And, you know, as yeah. business relationships... break up the makeup, who knows,
right.
maybe next year it'll be back
it'll be back
who knows
maybe they'll put it out as a
YouTube series.
Have you, maybe. Have you seen The Breaks?
I have not seen The Breaks yet. I've been meaning to check it out, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, so that's going to be returning on BET.
True that.
I'm not sure if it was originally on BET, but I know that now it's going to be on BET. I did catch 2 episodes before. I kind of think it was.
I thought it was on Centric. But
was it? Well, you know, same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing now, from my understanding.
Well, they were always like
cohabitating.
Yeah.
But I understand it. It's like unofficially, you know, Oprah got something to do with both now.
Who?
Oprah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I saw like stuff online that wasn't true.
But that's
true.
Unsubstantiated, so I don't know anybody go around.
Forgive
and say,
us, Oprah. You know, forgive us.
Hey, if O got something to do with it, that means opportunity. Because I understand she wanted it to go back to what it was, you know, with Black Entertainment Television.
Yeah.
Because they totally have missed the mark. Well, it's buffoonery Entertainment Television now. Still,
well,
BET.
I think it's actually gotten better personally, and it has over
they
the
still
past
got a little buffoonery
years.
In there.
Not a whole lot, in my opinion, but
they'll cut it down a little.
Agree to disagree.
Right.
The BET Awards aired, and you know there was a lot of negative
the buffoonery statements
publicity about that show, and I would have to say that the most notable performances were the beginning, which was Bruno Mars, who did a fantastic job.
Right.
He actually had a little bit of backlash after the show aired, you know, the whole appropriation thing. But I think he's always been very genuine about his love for Black music and giving props where it was due. So that blew over, but he did a remarkable job. And then a New Edition closed it out and set us up for a tour that's coming, you know, later this year. World and it's going to include the cast of the show, the BET, the New Edition story. So all those guys are going to be going on the road. The early New Edition guys and the ones who play them as adults. And so I'm looking forward to that. I know the tickets are probably going to be like $1 gazillion.
True.
So we might have to stand outside on the grass and listen.
Right. You got to get tickets on layaway for that one.
You mentioned Centric earlier, and it is being rebranded.
Right.
Centric is going to now be called BET Her.
Right.
And it will launch on October 1.
And that's where the rumors kind of started, because of the BET Her with Oprah and all that kind of stuff.
I didn't hear the Oprah thing. I just kept hearing rumors online about she was buying BET, but that wasn't true.
Right.
So I don't know, but Centric has always been devoted to African American women, and so now
they
They're rebranding, and Centric is going to be BET Her. I'm looking forward to see what that's going to look like, because Centric is pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't have no problems with Centric. They do their thing.
Ava DuVernay has created, and she's going to be writing and directing a 5-part series about the Central Park Five, and each of the episodes is going to focus on one of the young men who was falsely accused. You know, they were accused of rape,
right?
And eventually acquitted and reached a settlement with the city of New York.
Gotcha.
So that's going to be interesting. I'm glad she's telling their story, because I don't really know much about them.
Right. Yeah, I'm not familiar at all.
Yeah. And lastly, Tyler Perry. Well, not lastly, but Tyler Perry is going to be leaving OWN.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He signed a deal with Viacom.
Oh, okay.
To produce 90 episodes of original drama and comedy for BET and other Viacom networks. It won't start until 2019 because he has contractual, you know, obligations with OWN, but it's going to run through 2024.
That should be
interesting. I don't know what that's going to mean for OWN, because he was so central to her lineup. So that'll be interesting. Movies, Girls Trip is coming out on the 21st of July. It's a Will Packer film. Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah, Regina Hall, Lorenz Tate, and the Detroit movie.
Yeah.
August 4th, I'm really looking forward to that. And it's based on the Algiers Motel incident in Detroit,
right,
in 1967. And it's being released on the 50th anniversary of the event. And that looks really good, according to the preview. So check that out if you haven't. Again, my name is Belle. This is Push Radio. You're listening to Indie Soul Matters.
And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hello, music lovers. This is Nia Simmons, and you're listening to Push Radio.
Girl, I'm in the mood to touch you, and we deserve to. There's something when the light goes out.
You know what I'm talking about. Strawberries,
scented candles,
scuttle
by the fireplace mantle. And I can read your mind just put the kiss to bed. Baby, we the grown up type. Got me feeling good, got me feeling nice. Got the cognac with the poking ice. Turn around and do that little thing I like. Put me to work, baby, you solve it. Uh-oh, it's trouble. Cause I know we some gold balls. Pay time, you're over. Time to put in work. You know playtime's over. Playtime is over. Come on, let's get
specimen. Let me examine you, cause I got plans, can be left for two. I know it's kinda late, gotta get up in the morning. I can start working, but I know. Got me feeling good, got me feeling nice. Got the cognac with the coke and ice. Turn around and do that little thing I like. Put me to work, baby, it's alright.
Be waiting for you, and we can handle it real.
Vocalist that's Tweet with My Place.
Right, right. We
off
kicked
at
it off.
Southern Hummingbird CD, her very right. first one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, then we kicked it off with Cocoa Butter Funk Mix, Miss Indy Irie. That's the Cocoa Butter with DJ Funk Natra.
Those lyrics are like, oh my God.
Then we followed that up with my man mm-hmm. K John out of the D. That's Detroit. For those that are not aware,
grown folks.
Right, grown folks.
So, the thing that brought us here to Indie Soul Matters, my name is Belle, and this is Push Radio, and you're listening to Indie Soul Matters.
On Push Radio, that's right. And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing that brought us all together is live music, which is what we're about to jump right on into. We had a pretty exciting weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was fun, man. We had a good time. We kicked it off with the Future Soul Listening Lounge. Future Soul Listening Lounge happening over there at Ewe Fresh. That's
Garden Day Spa.
The Garden Day Spa in Southwest Atlanta.
Yeah. Shouts out to Yolanda Owens and staff.
Right, right, right.
They're always so gracious.
Exactly.
And the space is lovely.
Right.
Need to check her out on IG.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Facebook.
Ewe Fresh Garden Day Spa. That was a part of the art stroll in the historic
Castleberry Hill District.
I will never remember that, y'all.
Which actually takes place every second Friday
every
of
second
the month.
Every second Friday of the month, but from we do the spring to the fall.
But we do the Future Soul Listening Lounge quarterly.
Correct.
Right. So the next date is
October 13th. I was a matter of fact.
It's in October.
Friday, October 13th. I was actually talking with one of my guys earlier today. And he was like, oh, the 14th is a Saturday. So it's Friday, October 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Right.
Yeah. So bring your blessed oil and whatever else you need so we can ward off evil spirits.
Might have some special guest DJs
that's high.
Coming up with me on that as well. That's kind of starting to open up since it is a live stream event. So for those folks that
live streamed
it,
mm-hmm.
we live stream video and audio.
Absolutely. And had a good response on social.
Yeah, we really appreciate you folks tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that tuned in, you were in for a treat as always, as we do. Then we did Sunday.
Yeah.
At
Mark Squared Studios.
Right. For Soul Sippin' ATL.
Soul Sippin'. Have some guest DJs.
Right, right. My man Rob, the Hit Slinger.
Mm-hmm.
And a special surprise guest set from DJ Angie Stone, two of my Chicago's finest.
Angie did her thing.
Yeah, it was a last minute request, as I was told.
Shouts out to Mike Elshon, who was the
special
artist
guest
who performed.
Right. And actually, Rob sang a song as well.
Oh, yeah, Rob did too.
So,
Mr. Rob,
DJ Hit Slinger, is also Mr. Rob as a artist. He's a singer, aspiring singer.
Imagine that, a singing DJ.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good thing. He did his thizzle.
We also want to shout out Taters for Art.
Yeah, my man, right? Tyrone Allen.
Yeah, so they helped us with the technical piece and the live streaming. And right. Shouts out to Carlotta and Dre over at Mark Square.
Yes.
Studio. So you need to check them out also. It's a great space for artists to utilize.
Lisa Allen, definitely much love. That's the management for Mike Elshine. Much love and appreciation. She helps promote and let folks know what we're doing as well.
Right.
Supporting the movement.
All righty. So the Crossroads will be at BB King's on July 22nd. You want to tell them who the Crossroads is?
Yes, that is Raheem Divine.
What?
And Wes Ellington Felton. For those from D.C., they know that. When you say the whole name, they like, oh, you know him. Yeah. Wes Felton is his stage name, but definitely a couple of good brothers doing their thizzle. Those brothers are very talented.
They've been touring for a minute now.
Yeah.
So again, they'll be at BB King's July 21st. Blaze, who's an indie artist out of the DMV, and I actually love her voice. Absolutely love her voice. She is going to be at Blues Alley on July 24th. Kindred, the Family Soul, is going to be at City Winery Nashville.
All right.
August 4th.
That's what's up.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
The scorned, angry Mary is back. Right. She's going to be in the ATL on August 8th.
All right.
I plan to be there at Wolf Creek.
All right. That's what's up.
At Wolf Creek Amphitheater.
Wolf Creek Amphitheater. That's a good space.
It is. I hope it's not too hot, and I hope it doesn't rain. It's been raining a lot here.
Yeah, she don't like heat, y'all.
So yeah.
It's a crazy thing. If it's hot, oh well.
Yeah, it's a wrap. She's going to have to watch from inside.
She's going to be in the car.
Crack the window.
She got an L, so she's cracking the window like, okay, I got to get the window.
I do not do the heat. PJ Morton is going to be in Atlanta August 24th at Center Stage. That's a pretty good space, too.
I've been listening to PJ stuff a lot lately, and I got him coming up in Future Soul listening. Future Soul Sessions coming up.
Yeah, okay, cool beans.
Y'all enjoy the selections.
Patty and her pies are gonna be here August 26th at Wolf Creek.
You gonna get a pie?
No, I can make my own pies.
Damn, gotta get a pie for Patty.
But Mama Patty's gonna be here August 26th.
That's what's up.
Also, something really special is happening in Nashville. It's the annual Black Excellence Expo. You want to tell them a little bit about that? August 26th?
25th, 26th, 27th.
25th, 26th,
27th. Bar Lounge. It will be the kickoff event, which will be a mini version of Soul Sipping in Nashville.
Who's going to be spinning?
DJ Funk Natra. Who else?
What?
Your
what?
New Soul what? Curator himself.
What?
In that town. What? I haven't been to Nashville in a minute, so looking forward to that. Then on Saturday, it is it's basically a all day party in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be.
What's the purpose of the event, though?
It's really to shine a light on the Black colleges in the area of Nashville,
which would be
Tennessee State,
Meharry
College,
and Fisk.
Yeah, Fisk University.
Shouts out to those HBCUs. Yeah,
and Tennessee State, just for your for common knowledge, Tennessee State jumped on first.
Yeah,
and gave us the information to contact the other two schools.
That's what's up.
They don't.
That's
they
good know. Stuff.
Good people.
So if you're in Nashville, you want to check that out. Also on the 26th, that's a busy day, the Springfield Indie Soul Music Festival.
Right.
Shouts out to D Moss in Springfield. Jared Lawson is going to be back in Atlanta August 30th.
That's what's up.
And I wanted to mention quickly, Jay-Z dropped his project 444.
Right.
And the story of OJ. If you haven't seen that animated short, you need to check that out.
For sure.
Post haste.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing imagery.
Without question.
Still can't say the word.
I can. I will.
But guess what?
Guess what?
I'm still Belle. This is still Push Radio. You're listening to Indie Soul Matters.
And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra, continuing to listen to Push.
Hey, this is Terry Tobin, and you're listening to Push Radio, where the music speaks.
Just like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing.
flowing to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air singing sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune that had black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Heart goes, it looks easy. from the clouds. Breathe and wonder. Oh, let me fly, let me be wild. Looks easy, but you'll never see the pain. Oh no, I gotta be
four days and three nights was wrong. just explode from this foolishness. What happened to love's bliss? Where you been?
Little ditty from Miss Sydney Marie, All Eyes on Him. And that's from her debut CD album. What do they call it now? I'm dating myself.
Debut release.
I'm sorry, debut release. Excuse me. Sankofa.
Right, right.
So I had the opportunity to meet her maybe a month or so ago.
Right.
She came down to Atlanta with a couple other indie artists from the DMV, and we got a chance to chop it up. Very nice young lady. And I wish her all the best.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So you are Belle, Push Radio.
Always.
I am the new soul curator, DJ Funknatra. We are doing Indie Soul Matters. This is the 8th edition of Indie Soul Matters. Of course, for promotions, submissions, and requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com.
So we opened up that last segment with music.
By Eric Sermon.
Yeah, we were jamming too. Gaye. That's the jam.
Just like you sing.
Marvin be singing.
Right. Then we came back with Braid by Miss India. That's the lead singer, of course, of our favorite group,
Collective Peace. Her new project is out now.
Which is called, Braid?
It's called Braid.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the lead single off the new project.
So we always want to make sure we put indie artists on, put their names out there.
Right.
So she's stepping out away from Collective Peace.
Right.
And we wish her all the best with
her new
project.
She's doing good work. They're doing their thing. You know, the production team is in. They're doing what
they
do.
Nice, it's a nice record.
Right.
I like it. And
no
I
complaints.
Like her too.
No complaints.
All right. So a couple of episodes ago, we introduced something called Indie Food for Thought. And just wanted to give some perspective on what we see. What we've experienced, what we know, what we think,
right?
About how indie artists, should go about navigating. And we're not saying this is the only way.
Right.
We're not saying that our opinions are gold.
Right.
But we wouldn't steer you wrong.
Right.
So it's food for thought.
Food
you
for
ponder.
Thought.
You take from it what you will. You
right.
apply what you.
Right.
What you will. Your journey is your journey. But we just wanted to share.
Correct. And of course,
in
this segment, building on relationships,
continuing
to build on those relationships.
Well, let me do a recap first.
Okay.
So first, we talked about doing your research.
Right.
Right. Know who you're sending your stuff to.
Right. Don't be sending a hot house record to a country music
right.
radio show.
Right. Delete. Second thing we talked about was building relationships.
Right.
Which, you know, that's the crux,
there's
I think,
so
of
many,
everything.
Yeah, there's so many levels to that.
Yeah.
So many layers.
Layers, like I like to say.
Right.
Then we talked about give and take.
Quid
pro quo. Right. You know, you give me this, I give you that. This
right.
is how we get it done.
Right.
And this episode, we wanted to talk about promoting your brand.
Right.
And how important that is. How important is that, DJ Funknatra?
So important. Because, of course, without promoting your brand, a couple things would happen. People would not reach out to you for bookings. People wouldn't support you. People wouldn't follow you. It's a whole lot, because if you do not exist, that's the most important piece. Your brand does not exist unless you promote it. So you got to let people know that your brand exists. And you do that in various ways. Of course, you do it on your own. Of course, that's required.
Right.
I don't care what nobody's saying. If you're not promoting yourself, then who's going to promote you in the first place?
Right.
The second part of that is promote the network that you're a part of. If you are working with promoters, venues, agencies, whomever mm-hmm. you are a part
other
of.
Other artists.
You know, other artists, yeah. network, you know, DJs that play your record, mm-hmm. that, you know, promoting their brand promotes your brand.
Right.
You know, the events that you're tied to, you're not letting people know that you have these events coming up, then guess what? You know, they can't.
Yeah,
support.
People don't just magically show up to shows. I mean, you know, you have artists who can do that.
Right.
You know, Rahsaan Patterson is somebody that comes to mind who could just show up and be like, hey,
I'm in town,
right. check me out, and it's sold out in an hour.
Exactly.
You know, but most aren't Rahsaan.
But let's talk honest. About how long Rahsaan's been doing it.
Right.
So it's so many people that know his brand now.
Right.
That, yes, all he has to do is show up.
Right.
And then that week.
But one of my pet peeves.
At the end of the day, and I'm going to let you finish that statement. At the end of the day, he still promotes his brand.
Absolutely.
He sends out an e-blast.
Mm-hmm. He's on IG. He talks about his show.
He will talk about his stuff. So he still promotes.
One of my pet peeves is, you know, artists who don't promote their shows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so how are people supposed to know
how they're going to come and follow you?
Yeah, if you don't ever, you need to talk about it.
And then why would a promoter want to book you if nobody shows for the events that they book?
Right. It's like, okay, I accepted the gig, and now people are just going to magically show up. And unfortunately, that doesn't really happen for independent artists who don't have that name, especially when you're trying to break a new market.
Yeah,
you know, you want to promote.
Yeah, I tell every indie artist that I deal with, but I tell everybody I deal with, you know, at the end of the day, if you do not, I'm not hiring you to just come and do what you do. That's the easy part.
Right.
I'm hiring you to promote it to people, to tell people that we have this going on. You and I are working together at this event on this particular date and time.
I won't book anybody who doesn't promote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do it.
Goes without saying.
It's just makes it harder than it already is.
Hint, hint for any artist that's listening. If you do not promote the show, Bell will not book you.
I won't, but you may.
No, I don't.
It's a collaborative.
But I will
effort.
Tell you. That's the difference, though.
Yeah.
I'm the one that will tell you. Like, yo, I didn't see no promotion from you, so what are you expecting? You know.
Yeah, you get there and it's like crickets, and I'm like, well, what did you expect?
Exactly.
I mean, you know. And if you have a following, you need to talk to your people.
Yeah.
And you know, get them to come. So I really can't stress how important it is to promote your brand, and not just when you have a show coming up.
Right. Promote it
you
in
know,
the meantime,
stay
in between
stay
time.
In the public eye, even if it's just supporting somebody else.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on with you, what you're working on, where you are, what you're doing.
Right.
And that way you're not just, I just hear from you whenever there's a show.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's something like, I had noticed something, just a quick sidebar, but it's in the same lane with promoting my brand. I mentioned that I made top 10 in LA as a DJ. Well, I'm number 9 now.
What?
And I sent that out, you know, on social media. And a lot of people responded to it, but that's also because I'm consistently putting out mixes. I'm putting out, you know, remixes, and, you know, and I'm DJing events. So my brand is active. So that definitely helps. So I'm sharing that with any other independent. Whether you're an artist, whether you're a DJ, whether you're a producer, whatever it is that you do, if people don't know you are doing it, guess what? They will not support it. I've even had people that buy tickets to an event that I'm a part of that they're not even coming. But because I'm a part of it, they'll be like, hey, D, I'm not going to make it, but, you know, I bought a couple tickets. You know, and I appreciate and I love all of you.
That's love.
Yeah, there's much love.
That's love.
So.
But the story behind that is you've cultivated relationships
Absolutely.
With these people for however long it's been.
Many
moves. So, so when you invest in others, they'll invest in you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Without question. That's for shizzle.
You want to talk about the songs coming up in the next segment?
Yeah, no doubt. So, of course, we're going to kick it off with Miss Jennifer Hudson. Ooh. It's Your World, the Terry
that's
Hunter
my,
Club.
That's
mix.
My jam.
Featuring R. Kelly, of course.
Oh, well.
We ain't going to talk about that right now.
Don't judge us, but we like the song, sorry.
It's the song, y'all. It's the song. After that, Amp Fiddler with Faith.
Yep.
And then we'll close it out with Must Be, the Funknatra remix, Duele, featuring El Renee, Black Milk, and Jay Tate.
And that's a backspin.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
You like that, don't you? See, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from Belle. Y'all heard her say it. All I had to do is just mention it.
As always, I'm Belle. This is Push Radio. You're listening to Indie Soul Matters. Check us out, pushradio.net. And you can email us at mypushradio@gmail.com for questions, concerns, submissions, critiques, etc., etc. Don't send me any R. Kelly stuff because, you know, when we were getting the playlist together, we didn't know. You know, we didn't know.
We had no idea.
So leave us alone.
There you go. No drama. I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natural. And as always, we'd like to thank you for tuning in for Indie Soul Matters. This is important to us, so we know that for those that follow, we know it's important to you.
And we appreciate all of your support.
Absolutely, absolutely. So y'all stay tuned.
Every share. We appreciate that. Love
tuned.
You all.
Keep tuning in, man. We got plenty more for you.
We ain't going nowhere.
Right. So we are the gatekeepers of the soul movement.
Hey, this is Keith Young, and you're listening to Push Radio, pushing urban sophistication to the masses. Be well.
Shopping sprees. If you're in need of love. running the streets, hustling, see, and I haven't got back to you, probably thinking I don't care, yet I do, so don't listen to your girlfriends, baby, you got to trust me.
This is a Backspin Music exclusive.
Smile. summertime ripping with nuns tripping with guns ripping. I'd rather spend my time unzipping the blocks. This other one's different, it's none pimping. We unpacking from one tripping, I keep taking her out. She wanna romance, hold hands, go where the water is blue, walking on warm sand, no doubt. Just keep throwing it back, my, I keep blowing your back out on my grown man, no doubt.
We the motor,
we good.
Should've told you.
Walk with your lover.
Must be Detroit today.
Festivals at the plaza. My heart beats a little faster. Let's hit the Coney after.
Must be Detroit today.
Sold out shows at the Fox. Old man fishing at the docks. Sunset on the rock tonight.
It must be Detroit today.
Ain't no place like Motown. Mittens up for hometown. And rep your city soul.
We the Motown. Should've told ya, you might see deep breathing when we ain't sober. It's so simple, no rehearsal, it's universal. So rip your city soul. So,
thanks for tuning in for another edition of Indie Soul Matters.
For more information about our network, go to pushradio.net and join our mailing list.
For promotions, submissions, and requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com.
Keep it locked to Indie Soul Matters,
the gatekeepers of the soul movement.